This is the Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to the Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, the Saturday, May 17th show. Each week, I share expert advice and inside knowledge on how today's events and local economy can affect your money. If you're hearing my show on a different time or day, you're listening to a rebroadcast, but we are here to answer any questions or connect you with any of my guests that I have in studio today. It's really important to talk with my listeners, so please take down the number 1-855-400-1150. Again, my show number is 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. In studio right now, Scott Monroe with Windermere Real Estate Wall Street. I'm excited to have Scott share his expertise on dealing with a mortgage consultant and the most important process or the most important people next to your realtor is the person that's representing your financing. So it's important to work with somebody that knows what they're doing, works with a reputable company. And I just thought it would be fun to have Scott as a realtor expert because it's such an important part of his team to give his opinion and his advice on that. A little bit about Scott. Again, he's with Windermere Real Estate since 1992 and is still at the same firm, which is really unusual in the real estate community. You see a lot of moving around, and so it's nice that you're established in one company and one place. He's been consistently in the top three agents in Wall Street's offices. Certified relocation specialist working with corporate transferees, moving in and out of the area, working with Boeing, Microsoft, Amazon, Starbucks, T-Mobile, Google, and eBay, just to name a few. So obviously you work with some really quality companies here in our local market, Scott. Prior to real estate, Scott grew up in a family of builders and joined the family business, building homes and schools all throughout the state of Alaska. Also spent time in Japan working with Japanese home builders and won an award for a model home in
Sapporo, Japan.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate that. Scott, thank you so much for coming back in studio.
Happy to.
Thank you. And I actually forgot to mention the listeners. This is my first show here on my new station, and so I appreciate all my guests coming in. They're all regulars and have been in studio before, but a little bit different process here in the studio that we're at. So thank you, Scott, for joining my first show here at the new station.
Happy to be here.
So let's go ahead and start out with a mortgage consultant. For those of you that are listening, our first-time listeners to the show here on my new station, I am a mortgage expert, and this is what I do for my regular business. I just hang out with my listeners here once a week in studio. But, Scott, in working with a mortgage consultant, it's a big process when securing financing and getting through the process efficiently. Is that true?
It's one of the biggest processes, and I think a lot of people minimize it because they think it will be an easy process, and sometimes it is, but a lot of times it's not, and so I thought it'd be fun to kick that around today.
So let's talk about some things that can go wrong. Give me an example that we can share with the listeners. In your experience, mortgage consultants that come with a buyer that you have not put them through your team, so it's someone that you don't know, what's one example of something that can happen with someone that's not established in the industry?
Well, I can think of lots of examples, so that'll be fun to kick some.
I know
of those,
that's why I asked for one, Scott. I know you got a zillion.
Here's a classic one. This happened, in recent months, and this was a client that was pre-approved with a name brand company, a bank in Seattle, and they had gone through the entire approval process, mm-hmm. and then at the end of the deal, 2 days before closing, they they wouldn't send out the docs. They refused to do the deal. And as we got deeper into the why part of that, because I was brought in with this buyer, they were already approved before I had met them. And so this was something that we can talk about, why they didn't use somebody I would have probably chose over them. But they were already approved, went through the formal approval process. The deal blows up 2 days before closing. Meanwhile, the subplot is the roofer had already put a roof on the house, replaced mm-hmm. the furnace, done some work orders,
wow.
all this stuff, you know, with the sterling, you know, gold-plated approval mm-hmm. letter from this national bank. And as it turned out, this bank in particular decided not to do the deal because of an overlay, which is a fun word that most people have no idea what that means.
So an overlay for listening, it's your major banks are going to have overlays that go over and above the standard secondary market guidelines. So everybody's pretty familiar with everything that's happened in the mortgage crisis with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. So Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which is the secondary market, they set up all the guidelines for lenders. Your major banks, all of the major banks, have overlays to where they have additional requirements on top of what the standard minimum requirement would be. So go ahead, Scott.
Absolutely. And so even the mortgage consultant whom I knew and is married to a real estate agent, too, so she knew the gravity of what was happening, was helpless to really help that buyer through. So we had to pull the package, pull the deal, pull the buyer out, go with a local firm. And, of course, we got it through.
And so the difference, Scott, I mean, when he's talking about local firm, you have a mortgage bank, like your big bank names, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Chase, whoever that is, U.S. Bank. And then you have your local, which would be like myself, Absolute Mortgage. And there's other local companies that are called mortgage bankers. And mortgage bankers have direct to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, as well as they have portfolio lines to where they don't have the additional overlays, or they can broker out to lenders that can structure that a little bit differently for case-by-case scenarios that they need. Correct, Scott?
Absolutely. And probably, I've done this a long time, and the mortgage process is pretty important to me as a real estate agent because, you know, the deal obviously lives and dies with the loan.
Mm-hmm.
And again, anybody can do an easy deal, but probably the most common thing is people come to me and go, hey, my Uncle Fred's a lender with, you know, Litter Green Mortgage Services or something that I've never heard of before.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we don't want to hurt his feelings, so we're going to use him.
Yes.
And, of course, their feelings get hurt later.
Yeah, they get hurt pretty bad if the whole financing falls
apart.
So let's go back to that. Let's talk about the difference between – because they may be with a great company, but it's not always the company. And majority of the time, it's not the company. It's the individual. They have to be with a great company, so that can mess things up in the example we talked about. But also, you can be with a great company, but it's the mortgage consultant themselves that also can make or break the process. Is that correct, Scott?
Yeah, the criteria I look for is, A, no cubs. By that I mean I don't want a newbie in the business doing something that doesn't know really the process, doesn't have the courage to really go, you know,
and
wrestle.
And fight for the clients,
exactly. And are the documents coming from another state? Is the processing in another state? Is the underwriter in a different state? All these different things.
Sure.
Or the guy that works out of his basement, Fred's Mortgage Services, that is going to sell that deal to somebody else during the process, where there's kind of a two-tier approval process. So they get the guy approved through their little metrics on the computer.
Yes.
And then when they go to try and source, you know, who's going to fund that loan, they're having
issues. So let's also talk about the pre-approval and the fact when you're in a multiple offer situation, anybody that's listening today that is in buying process, they know that it's really, really challenging out there. And you've got multiple offers, maybe 5, 10, 20 people making an offer on a home all at the same time. And those pre-approval letters come in and they see a pre-approval letter that doesn't have somebody from Bellevue or Seattle or Washington, but it's got somebody from another state. The listing agent that represents the seller, what would you be looking at? What would you think with that?
Several things. Recognition. I've done it a long time. A lot of these deals are done in the evening or on weekends. If somebody's not even going to answer their phone so I can talk to them about the deal,
sure,
that's important. If I'm the buyer's agent, often in a multiple offer situation, we're going in appraisal only or with no financing. So I don't want to put the client at risk if this is not a bona fide company that is got the background and the experience to make sure that this is a legit approval. But when I'm the listing agent, you know, access, quality name, you know, history of closing deals on time, which is a huge thing. And being thorough, you know, somebody that you know has thoroughly vetted the client. And for instance, with corporate reload clients, they all want, if you sell a corporate listing, for instance, they want assets, income, and credit have been verified. That has to be written on the approval letter.
Yes.
And you'd be blown away how few people actually have done those three steps in an approval process, which means it's not worth much.
Yeah. And so, Scott, if you were advising someone, a listener that's not calling into the show, so they're not working with you or I, and they're just wanting to know, what would you be asking the lender? What's the most important question?
If I don't know them, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
How they do their business,
okay,
how they come up with their approval process. Mm-hmm. Is it in-house underwriting? where the doc's coming from.
Okay.
You know, again, I want to know that this is a kind of a local deal.
Yes.
And more excuses are given from like a B of A or Wells mm-hmm. where things are coming from out of state and everybody can kind of point to the other guy and say, it's not my fault.
Sure.
And I don't want to put my seller in jeopardy of a deal not closing on time.
And here's what I would tell you if you're listening. If you're confident in the real estate agent that you have chosen, if not, you need to pick up the phone. You need to call my show. If you're not totally confident that that realtor has the experience, the knowledge, and the ability to help you through this process, then you need to call the show 1-855-400-1150, 1-855-400-1150. I can directly connect you with Scott. If you have that representation from your realtor, you need to look at who they're using for their team. Escrow, inspector, lender, their job is to make sure that they're making sure that every area is covered. They want to make sure this closes just as much as you are. They're there to help you through the process and ultimately close on your home. I don't know what the percent is, Scott, but I remember hearing 30-some-odd% or something out there just recently of financing that completely falls apart. So I'm talking about you're in a process, you're approved, and your financing falls apart. The worst thing that could happen to you. So follow the lead of your real estate agent. Follow the lead of their expertise and the team that they've built together, because trust me, they work really, really hard to find the best of the best that are going to take care of you.
Yeah, I've had two in the last month that were late or, you know, in jeopardy because of inept mortgage people.
Yeah.
And one other probably last caution is be aware of realtors that also do loans.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
Run for your life.
That's great advice. Well, Scott, thank you so much. It was great having you in here again on my show and first time here on 1150 AM KKNW, and excited to have you back.
Good to see you again.
Okay. Coming up next on the Money Hour, if you're selling your home, you want to market your home for movement and to appeal to the emotions of the buyers that are walking through that home. Why? That's how you're going to maximize the dollar and the potential on your profit and get yourself into the situation and the position that you want for your family. Mary Lee with Windermere, Bellevue Commons, right here on Alternative Talk 1150 AM after this short break.